Log Talk Radio.
Glory to the Lamb of God, I pray. Hey, woo! Glory to God, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise you. Hallelujah. Glory to the Yoshikariandaraboshi. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We praise you now, my Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, oh God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. We bless your name in all things, Lord God, in all things. Hallelujah. Glory to God for all things, through all things. We bless your name and say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God for another day and opportunity. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God to lift up your name on high. And we give you praise and thanksgiving for it today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show today here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God again, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And a shout out to all, praise God, that are signing in. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We just came on, praise God, with a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Just in prayer and just talking to the Master. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Didn't even realize we'd already gone live. But thank God. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, anyhow, in the name of Jesus. As you know, I'm Apostle Prophetess Dr. Lillian Robinson Cadesso, and I thank God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, for his goodness, for his mercy, for all that he's done, all that he's doing, all that he is going to do. Praise God in this new year, 2018. Amen. Somebody come on and shout and give him praise. Hallelujah, glory to God. For always, at all times, he is worthy of the praises of his people. Again, I said, welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show today on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, glory to God. We are going to be getting back by the grace of God into our teaching on today. And I want to give a hearty shout out to each and every one of you. Praise God to Blog Talk Radio as well. And praise God and say thank you for joining us again today here for our show here on BTR. We can't praise God and thank him enough for that as well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've been with Blog Talk for a while. And praise God. We thank God. God has given us this platform, praise God, through them to be able to talk and to share, praise God, to teach and so on and so forth. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. And as I said, I know we kind of sort of took a little bit back the last couple of shows. We know we had done it in a different location and all of that. We do apologize if our music level was not exactly how we desired it to be, but thank God, hopefully and prayerfully, you got the message. The message itself came through, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. The Spirit of God was ministering, praise God, that it was able to get through, and we thank God for that as well. But today, again, we are going to be doing just a review of some of what we've already gone through as we have been studying the ladder of the emotion, the mind, will, and the emotions, of course, and we're dealing on the subject of anger, and just kind of touch basis on a few points, praise God, in which we had elaborated or talked about in the last few months, as the latter part of 2017, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. It's been, oh my God, it's been a struggle. To some degree, some things have been going on, but to God be the glory. Some great things are yet coming out of, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, when you're in the process of birthing some things, sometimes it gets very difficult. It's hard sometimes to deal with, and God is blessed to be able to birth a few other projects and some other things that are coming in. Again, like I said, we, you know, I talked about our books and everything behind the scene, and we have that done, and we've done that a little while ago, and also we had another book which we did, Christmas of 83, the birthing of a ministry, and we talked a little bit about our doing that CD. We had a CD that we done, which was called A Mystical Night. It was gleaned from the Christmas of 83 book, and the wonderful testimony, testimony of healing and the miraculous of God working in through that particular CD as well. And God bless us to be able to do that, and we have that available as well. excuse me, but also he blessed us to be able to take that from that book, glean 27 additional CDs that we have available, praise God, and we have entitled that Sherry's Story, praise God, is the testimonial, I mean, quite a few testimonies, praise God, teaching and also comments and also along with that. And it is a tremendous piece of work, but nevertheless, it's a powerful word, praise God, within the confines of a word, and hallelujah, glory to God, because without a test, we don't have a testimony. And truly, there was a lot of testing going through that particular scenario, when and even for the book to be written, but it's even more so as we went through in order to get the CDs done as well. So we have that as well. It's ready, and then by the grace of God, we also have the another CD that is called The Little Girl's Voice, and we have those available. And by the grace of God, you know, you can get them on our site, which is www.apostlecondesso.com. They are available for that. And we know it will bless your heart, because it's from my heart, praise God, to the heart of those that receive it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let me put it that way. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, it was a battle. It was a test. It was trials after trials. Hallelujah, glory to God. But thank God for his goodness and for his mercy. I still have some trials going on, praise God, with regard to, hallelujah, glory to God, bringing them. But you know, you can't bring forth birth without some kind of travail. Amen. Somebody come on and shout and give praise to God. Hallelujah, glory to God, for his goodness again and for his mercy. So, yes, there have been many things that have happened, but we thank God that greater is he that is in us and he that is in the world. And according to the scripture, he said we always triumph in him and through him. So that's where we are, praise God, and we're standing on his word. Today, as I said, we're going to be doing a review, but we're going to get into the music and play a few songs, and then we'll come back and pray and then get back in a couple of songs and get into this teaching for today. Again, a hearty shout out and welcome. Now, again, the telephone number for prayer and on counseling, feel free to call us at 305-917-5223 or 786-991-4818. And, of course, to call into the show here itself when we are live, it's 1-646-478-4952. Listen and be blessed. We're going to try and play a little bit of this, because sometimes we have a little problem with this one, but listen and be blessed. Up now, I'll pass. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His amazing grace. Hallelujah. Where would we be without God's grace? Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. Somebody come on and shout and give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you. Yeah. the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah, glory to God. More music to come. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb God. And Heavenly Father, we just come now and we want to say thank you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, God, we just invite you to pray along with us. Hallelujah, glory to God, as we go before the throne of grace today. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Whatever your problems are, whatever your situation is, whatever your needs are, lay them before the altar. Hallelujah, and believe God to turn it in, hallelujah, to your advantage in the name of Jesus. And we thank you according to his perfect will, his plan, his purpose for your life in the name of Jesus. That is the ultimate goal, hallelujah, glory to God, Jesus, that it is according to the will of the Father in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you. And Father, as we enter in today, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of the Son. That is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Son, oh God, that is what you gave us to save us, to give us another chance, to give us another opportunity. And in that name, that is above every other name. And we say that because we know God, hallelujah, glory to God, Jesus gave all he had for us. And we thank you, and we just ask you now. I just feel that we'll hear that word, and it's very quiet, but I can hear it in my ear, and I'm going to speak it for that anything, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we have done or doing and that will do, oh God, that there is repentance where repentance is needed, that we may receive the grace and the mercy of God, even as we are entering in. Father, we ask, and we beseech you for your mercy and for your grace, Lord God, not only on our side alone, but for those that we are lifting up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace today. We thank you for your mercy today. We thank you, Lord God, that it's been renewed, as the scripture tells us, upon us each and every day, every morning, that your mercy is renewed. We thank you for that. And we give you the praise, hallelujah, glory to God. We ask you to search heart today. I don't know, this is just what I'm even with my own heart. I would just search heart today, Father, in the name of Jesus. If they find anything, anything, the Bible says any wicked thing in there, Father God, we ask that you take it out and to strengthen us in the name of Jesus. To undergird us, oh God, with the strength that is needed in the name of Jesus. Because I feel in my heart, I feel in my spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, that there are decisions that need to be made. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and Father God, even the very choices that we make, Father God, can help us or it can hurt us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you now for divine wisdom in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that over my household, over my family, and I'm praying over my listening audience in the name of Jesus. Father God, and I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you know every heart, every mind, every soul, every spirit in the name of Jesus that's represented under the sound of my voice that is present now, that will be present in the time to come, Father God, because they will go in and listen to the archives in the name of Jesus. And Father, that prayer, let it be sustainable even upon that time, the anointing on this prayer, Father God, let it be, because I feel the anointing in the name of Jesus on me. And I thank you, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, that when they come in and they listen, Father God, they may say, oh, this sounds a little bit different, but know, Father God, that it's a word, hallelujah, glory to God, that they need to adhere to in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, because this is the beginning of the year. And what transpired, Father God, is going to transpire, Father God, is already in place in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking you for grace and mercy. Hallelujah, glory to God, throughout this year to follow every believer, follow those that are seeking, follow those that are hurting, follow those that are dying, follow those that are trying to get through, Father God, that don't know how to get through, Father God. And if it's not your appointed time, for those that are leaving here, God, it's time for them to go, then God, extend their days. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. I pray for the healing power, hallelujah, the glory to God, to flow in the name of Jesus, and delivering power in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God in this hour. I thank you, Lord God, for it being done now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Turn the hearts of men and women to you, to the glory and honor of your praise. Hallelujah. It's not about self. Hallelujah. It's about the will, the plan, the purpose, oh God, for which you have ordained for us. Hallelujah. In this earth. And Lord, we thank you again. The word say, hallelujah, glory to God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, on this earth as it is in heaven. Make sure to be sure now. Let it be here in this time. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, release your angels, oh, God, to come forth and to assist, oh, God, on all hands. Take away confusion. Hallelujah, take away confusion. Hallelujah, take away confusion. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, cause the anointing to flow and begin to strip away, Father God, that which, Father God, will hurt and destroy. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, I pray. And, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for it being done. Turn the hearts of the men and turn the hearts of the women. Turn the hearts of the children. Even those that are yet in the womb, God, turn the hearts to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, oh, God, I pray for you to just touch mercy and grace. So continually, oh, God, the prayers that they are praying and seeking answers, oh, God, I thank you, Father, that answers are coming. I thank you that solutions, oh, God, are being released in the name of Jesus. And, oh, my Father, God, that the heart of gratitude, oh, God, is released in each and every heart. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you for it. Let wisdom, Father God, have a perfect work. In the name of Jesus, in every mind, in Jesus' name. And, oh, God, we thank you as we commit it all to you, Lord God, mind, will, and emotion. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, henceforth and forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, precious Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father, thank you, Lord, in Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Holy God, holy. He's under the most of the earth. Hallelujah. Oh, he had the old song under the old tree. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus, hallelujah. We are going to have to close on out a little bit later on with music, but we're going to get ready to go into, praise God, our teaching. Excuse me, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God today, for this evening, hallelujah, glory to God. I said we are picking back up and sort of doing a review, praise God, to some degree on the SOUL series and dealing with emotions, the mind, the will, the emotions, part four. And, of course, part five, I believe, we deal with this, and praise God. And, of course, it's dealing with the emotions, the will, your will, and, of course, our emotions, and the subject of anger. You know, we have a lot, hallelujah. Like I said, that is a vast subject. There's so much anger that is on the land, you know, and in every arena of life, you might say, there's somehow, some way you can. That is one emotion that you could see that sometimes it's sad to say, but that emotion seems like it outweighs the main emotion, which is love. You know, God tells us to love one another. You know, that is what he wants us to do. He himself represents love, and of course he displayed that when he gave Jesus, which was his son, to the cross, allowed him to be taken, allowed him to be nailed to the cross for our sins. And that we might become the redeemed of the Lord, that we are forgiven, we are cleansed, of blood washed through and by faith of the atonement of what was done on the cross of Calvary. That's pure love, that someone laying down their life, hallelujah, glory to God, for someone who perhaps did not deserve to have their lives laid down for, but nevertheless, God, our Creator, saw fit to do that, and of course, it's our Heavenly Father, for those who have come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and have allowed their hearts to be conditioned and changed and transformed, and to realize that God is Father, he represents Father to them, and of course can call and will call him and do call him Father, to have that understanding. Amen. And he says to love. And of course we're going to talk a little bit more about that, is which we talk about a little bit more down the road on by the grace of God. But we are talking about the opposite, and like I said, the opposite, of course, is dealing with anger, and you have so many different aspects of it that it can be an ongoing subject for years and years and years to come. you know, but we're not going to spend years and years and years on it. But nevertheless, as the grace, by the grace of God, we, you know, be on it and incorporating, you know, as the Holy Spirit lead us, give us directives on how to go. Of course, like I said, you know me by now. Those of you who have been with me for a while know that that's the way how I ideally work. You know, I want to know what the Spirit is saying, leading me, how he's leading me, because I could have it set up to go one way, but if God's got another way for it to go, I'm going to switch and go the way he's got it for me to go. And I just feel I want to kind of just touch base again, you know, on some of the points that were given prior to with regard to this subject matter. Now, the Bible tells us this, Ephesians 4:26, King James Version. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Proverbs 15:1 tells us that a soft answer turns away wrath, not a harsh word, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And so we need to be mindful of that. But another aspect of that that we want to talk about is this manipulation type point thing, and that is, of course, psychological manipulation, and it goes as such as provoking people to aggression and then patronizing them, provoking aggression but staying on the sidelines, or such as emotional blackmail. Those are other aspects of the point of what you're talking about. And of course, you have this thing, false selflessness. I'm quite sure many of us may have encountered that. If not, keep on going. You certainly will, right? Someone is going to show tears, and you're going to feel remorse, and you're going to feel, oh my goodness gracious, they are so hurt. But in actuality, it's not. It's just a front. And their heart is not really as pure as they want to lead you to believe. And of course, that caused there to be a misleading. And of course, it comes back down to that term, psychological manipulation. You have an ailment. Some people get sick. They say, well, oh, I don't feel good, because they want to try to block or hinder. You know, so you have that. Also, sabotaging relationships and using sexual provocations and using a third party to convey negative feelings. You find that a lot of time in marriages where husband and wives, they take themselves, pull themselves back away from their mate because they figure, well, if they don't get what they want, then they're going to pull back, and then they'll have to submit to their wishes and to their wants. And oftentimes that could open a door. It can create a door, and that's where adultery can come in real quick, you know, by doing that, because the Bible tells us that we're not to withdraw ourselves from our mates. And when you do that, you open the door for the adversary to come in, or opportunity to come in to step outside of your marriage and our relationship. So that's another aspect that you need to pay attention to. We all can look at that. We see this on TV sometimes, but sometimes they don't really give it as explicit as it really is. But this is detailed today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. You can't do that. Using a third party to convey negative feelings, withholding money or resources, all of which can cause negative responses and provoke angered emotions. Also, as well, we talk a little bit about indirect aggression. And, of course, the one is that, that is such a stockpiling resentment. We talk about that. When we talked about that, we talked about the resentment, because, like I said, this is a wide subject. I mean, you can just go on and on and on and on. But we did talk a little bit about resentment. But what it says with the regard to indirect aggression is that it expresses behind people's giving the silent treatment or under the breath mutterings, avoiding eye contact, putting people down, gossiping, anonymous complaints, and, of course, poison pen letters or stealing and cooning. And that word cooning is C-O-N, or cunning, C-O-N-N-I-N-G. Then, of course, another point of reference where we talked a little bit about obsessive behavior, such as needing to be inordinarily clean and tidy and making a habit of constantly checking things over and dieting or overeating. We know that we have seen so many people are suffering behind some of those emotions as well, demanding that all job be done perfectly. Self-blame, that's another one that's very, very difficult, you know, to handle sometimes. We see a lot of times when dealing with mental issues, perhaps. You find that that's a lot of times things that have happened that the people don't put them in a proper perspective, and yet they take the blame for themselves. Well, naturally, they should not take the blame. Let the blame go where blame is supposed to go, not necessarily mean that you're supposed to blame everything on everybody, because we all have a responsibility. We all have accountabilities, regardless of whoever we are, you know, in this life. So you can't blame everybody for everything, but you do not take and put that on yourself, you know, and say, well, I'm the blame behind us. Well, in actuality, you did not. You are not the blame behind that. You cannot do that. You don't take on something, a burden that's not your own, and you just have to be careful among this. This is another one that we can really teach a long time on, and being a counselor and a talker with a lot of people and so on and so forth, I could really just elaborate a lot about that, you know, and on that particular subject about self-blame and such as apologizing too often and being overly self-critical or inviting criticism. You don't want to do that. You're dealing with enough. You know, the Bible tells us this, that, you know, one, and dealing with that can lead to condemnation. Of course, the Bible tells us that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Now, there is a place for condemnation. There is a place that it should not be. You know, if you have really done something, you have done something that warrants that, then that's a different thing. But if you have not, then, you know, you're not supposed to take that on. We'll be talking a little bit, by the grace of God, about condemning and condemnation and things like that. We'll get into that a little bit, too. Then, of course, we talk about the aggressive. We started to talk a little bit about aggressive anger. We just mentioned we haven't really gone deep into that as of yet, but it's talking about the bullying aspect of it. And, of course, the destructiveness of that. And it's talking about such as destroying objects as and vandalism and harming animals, child abuse, destroying a relationship, reckless driving, or substance abuse, hurtfulness. Is another one that we talked about. Just kind of mentioned through this, we just kind of gave an outline, kind of like an outline within it, and it's talking about such as a physical violence, including sexual abuse and rape. Now, of course, I got a lot I can talk about that. As a matter of fact, in my books, I'm disclosing some information having to deal with some of those scenarios and situations. So that, as well as dealing with on the Sherry story, we do talk a little bit about some of that. With regard to that. So, again, you can call me if you're interested in finding out more information about it or want to purchase those products, please feel free to call us, and we would be more than happy. Praise God, or visit us on the ministry. Our information is here on our profile page on Blog Talk Radio. We have our ministry sites there. And, of course, it would be a blessing to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With regard to that. And of course, it says, you know, needing to be it. And we talked about that, talking about the hurtfulness. And we talk about such as a physical violence, like I said, including sexual and rape. And then, of course, verbal abuse. I mean, that's a biggie. Also, talking about abuses and talking about biases, vulgar jokes. That's another thing. You find that a lot too, and especially in workplaces and things like that. People saying a lot of nasty things that you don't want to be a part. Just to kind of sometimes, and it works on you, and it breaks the atmosphere, you know, even in the workplace. There's a lot, can be each of these, any of these emotions, all of them, they have a lot, a connotation with them, praise God. I'm not going into deep, the talking, the teaching about it today, but they can go deep. Like I said, this is a very wide and varied subject as we are talking about this. Hallelujah, good God, God, we thank you. Then let's talk about breaking the confidence and, of course, using the foul. Of course, language, ignoring people's feelings and willfully discriminating, blaming, punishing people for unwarranted deeds and labeling others. Selfishness, such as ignoring others' needs, not responding to requests for help or cue jumping, and, of course, threats, another danger. And, of course, such as frightening people by saying how one could harm them or their property or their prospects, finger pointing, fist shaking, and wearing clothes of of symbols associated with violent behavior. Hallelujah, glory to the name of God. Now, all of this is a part of what we are talking about here with regard to this emotions and displaying about emotion is sort of like the anger emotion and the characterized as well, that anger emotions. And also you have an unjust blaming, blaming that's there. You have tailgating, you're dealing with road rage, and we see a lot of stuff going on with that. So everything that we talk about today, we all seeing more and more of that in the news, and that's all based in the part of that same spirit, that same word, anger. Out of birth from there, such as accusing other people for one's own mistakes and blaming people. We talk about that, but the blame for your own feelings, making general accusation, unpredictability, such as an explosive rage over minor frustrations, attacking indiscriminately, dispensing unjust punishment, inflicting harm on others for the sake of it, or using alcohol and drugs, illogical arguments. But God is a God of peace, and whenever we encounter these emotions, we ourselves must be aware and not allow ourselves to become antagonized by these or conform to that to what they are doing, because it will draw us into the same vein and cause us to lose as well. And we, again, like I said, psychological manipulation, especially want to just point that one out again. Why? Because that anger affects us, and that none of us are exempt from its effect. For instance, anger is one of the basic emotions, it says. It is an inherited response, which means you got angered parents, you can wind up having that anger because it is a spirit behind it to some degree. And it's common to all mammals and as well, and a number of other animals as well. It happens when we are threatened, offended, wronged, or denied something we really want or need. Rage is the strongest form of anger. Now, again, like I said, we touch base on the psychological aspect of it, psychology of anger. Sorry about that. Psychology of anger. And we also have hormones and body changes, symptoms, and we have passive anger and aggressive anger. Now, anger is a normal emotion. Like I said, it's a strong, uncomfortable, and emotional response to a provocation. There is a sharp distinction between anger and aggression, verbal or physical, direct or indirect. Both influence each other. Anger can start aggression or increase its probability or intensity. However, it is not necessary, not sufficient for aggression. Now, anger is a bit like a pressure cooker. We can only apply pressure against our anger for a certain amount of time until it explodes. People show anger to others by their faces, what they do with their bodies, and not trying to understand or help other people's problems, and sometimes acts of aggression or force in public, e.g. punching a wall. Animals and humans might try to scare by making loud sounds, trying to make their bodies look bigger by showing their teeth or by snorting. When we face a challenge, our response may be anger or fear. There are times when the two may go hand in hand, so to speak. It may be difficult to decide whether to face the challenge or to walk away. In animal behavior terms, we face the choice of a fight or flight response. And sometimes it is that old cliche, it's better to make a run, go from it, than to make a bad stand, you know. Just because you may feel sometimes that you are in the right, you can't always stand and defend yourself. Sometimes you have to release things, turn it over to God and let it go. Now, another aspect is that the hormones and body change. Being angry changes the body by making the heart beat faster, increasing blood pressure. The pressure made by the blood at right angles of the walls or blood vessels can increase the amount of the hormones, adrenaline, and non-adrenaline, and it's called chemicals, which send messages to parts of the body to make changes. Now, being angry makes the levels of the hormones, adrenaline, and non-adrenaline in the body go up. Although this does not last for very long, adrenaline quickly makes the body ready to act when there is important trouble by increasing the supply of oxygen and glucose needed to make energy to the brain and muscle while slowing about slowing less important things the body is doing, like digesting food. So you see, even when you get into a place you're trying to eat, you wonder why, well, I'm having such a problem with my digestion and why I'm not really digesting my food, what is going on here. You may be having some other things, maybe a heartburn, or other things that you're going through, and so on and so forth. Just have a problem with your digestion. That can happen too. You know, it's sometimes we don't associate it, but even anger has a negative effect on that as well. And so, you know, that's why when sometimes you get nervous, you got a nervous stomach, you know, because all of that is still within the same family and all of that. So that helps you that, you know, it can stay there. It can really give you a difficult time. So that's another emotion, right, God, that we need to be aware of, that what happens, well, how we allow this to, we allow it to affect us, you know, when we are going through some changes, and we can be at peace. You know, I know that we're not going to get through the entirety of it probably today, but anyway, we want to come back and talk some more about that. But anyway, we're talking about the anger as being maybe a passive anger also. And because of passive anger, defined as a passive aggression, is a behavior that is exhibited by a person who is dissatisfied, uncooperative, or unhappy, but who doesn't want to be overtly mean or rude. Instead, the person behaves in a subtle, contrary way, which is even more dangerous, and it bears paying attention to. Now, the Bible tells us to try and to live at peace with all mankind in as much as possible. Romans, of course, and that is 12, I believe it is, and 14. And it says now, and it tells us also that in 13 tells us to do this, to make straight plans, pious for your feet, so that the lame will not be debilitated, but rather healed. 14, pursue peace with all men as well as holiness, it says. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. And in closing, it says this, without which no one will see the Lord. 50, it says, be careful that no one falls short of the grace of God, so that no root of bitterness will spring up to cause trouble and defile many. We need to rely on God's grace and wisdom and discernment. We are to be or become victorious if we are to become victorious in our lives and dealing with that emotion. More to come. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. Somebody come on and shout and give him praise, for he is worthy. Praise God to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to the Lamb of God. We're going to get ready to go back out in a few minutes. We're going to close on out with music. But we pray that something that we have said today, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God, has really touched you. And again, let us hear from you. Praise God. Any comments? By all means, you can email us at Dr. Lily at yahoo.com. That is Dr. Lily at yahoo.com. That is our new email address, and we can respond back to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. We do accept text, so if you feel free to call us, or you try to reach us through by the 305-917-5223 number, or 786-991-4818. By telephone, you may also text us, and we can certainly respond back to you that way as well. Thank you so much for being with us here on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily radio show. May God continue to watch over you and keep you. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, we pray that you would open your heart to receive him today. I ask Jesus to come into your heart to save you, forgive you of any and all of your sins, wash you and cleanse you, make you every which way whole. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and fill you with his precious Holy, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, to give you the empowerment that you need to continue on, to press forward in the days ahead, to the glory and honor of his praise. Amen. Thank God, and God to God be the glory. We love you in Jesus. Amen. We're going to close on out with music now. God bless you. Come back and join us and be with us on our next show. Remember every shame. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you.